Hello, this is the Irish Podcast. I'm Ronan Connolly. This month, we're getting to know Mick Pyro and his Dublin-based funk band, Republic of Loose, a band who, aside from U2 and BellX1, are the Irish band with the most airplay in their native country. But first, we're joined by music correspondent Anne Sharkey for all the Irish music news. Anne Sharkey, welcome to the Ish Podcast. Great to have you back on the show.
Hello, Ronan. How are you?
Very good, thanks. And I'm looking forward to catching up with you because I know you've got lots of news for us from the Irish music scene. And first up, we got the Choice Music Prize. Those nominees have just been announced. So tell us, what is the Choice Music Prize and who are the nominations for Best Album of 2010?
Yes, Ronan, the Choice Music Prize is coming up in March. Now, the nominees were announced on January 12th, and this year's winner will be announced on March 3rd. So there'll be a bit of a ceremony on the 3rd in Vicar Street in Dublin. Now, as you know, the Choice Awards are kind of Ireland's answer to the UK Mercury Awards.
Yeah.
And the nominees were announced on January 12th, so the actual winner will be announced on March 3rd. And it's an interesting lineup this year.
So who's nominated?
Right, the favourites to win this year are a band called Villagers. Now, I mentioned them before when we were talking about the Mercury Prize in England because nominated for that, yeah. Their album, Becoming a Jackal, has really just it's taken the country by storm.
Yeah,
and
it's been an international hit, really, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. They've done well, so they're top of the list, of the bookies list to win. But I myself, I'd like to see somebody like The Halves win. They've just put so much work into their album also this year. It's called It Goes, It Goes. And again, I mentioned them to you before. They were kind of like my up-and-coming band of 2010. Mm-hmm. So, I think I'd like to see them win. But then there's so many different bands that I think are all excellent. So,
yeah, well, tell us who else is nominated, because we've got 10 nominees, I believe, over a wide range of music.
That's right. Yeah, it's actually huge. I mean, you've got an enormous range from Imelda May, who has a kind of a rockabilly style. And then you've got there's another folk artist, soloist James Vincent McMurrow, whose album was released to critical acclaim. It's called Early in the Morning. And, yep, he's up there with another band called Adebsi Shank, and they're more of a punk rock band. So it's really just, you know, a total plethora of music.
I see you also have Two Door Cinema Club. They're up for their album Tourist History. I guess that's a possible winner too. You've got Fight Like Apes. Mm-hmm. They were nominated before, so maybe it'll turn good for them. Who else have we got? We've got Kathy Davey, right?
Yeah, Kathy Davey has been doing really well. I mean, this has been a great year for her so far. And then also there's a number of acts. O Emperor are up there for nomination, and Cast of Cheers. So right. all competing for the Irish Album of the Year,
yes.
2010. Yeah.
What I love about this list is that we have at least four artists here out of the 10 that we actually, or you had mentioned as tips of the mm-hmm. month, people that you had highlighted as being on the rise, and now we've got them like Villagers, O Emperor, Halves and Cast of Cheers, and they've all been nominated, so that's brilliant. So
that's right.
Kudos to you, Anne Sharkey.
Thanks a million. I'll try not to be too smug about it now.
As you said, the bookie's favourite is Villagers. I'm going to put my money on O Emperor. We'd like to see Halves win. So we'll check in later in the year on the blog with who wins and see how it all turns out. And any other interesting developments from the Irish music scene that you'd like to tell us about?
Yes, Ronan, there's actually a project coming up which Kathy Davey is involved in. I was just talking about Kathy Davey just now. I know she's nominated for the Choice Award. And at the same time, she's a busy lady. At the same time, she's getting together with Neil Hannon and Jape for a gig in the Button Factory in Dublin. And what they're planning to do is they're actually going to do their own version of the Vampire Weekend debut album, which is self-titled Vampire Weekend.
And when does that take place, Anne?
So that will take place on the 1st of April. I'm sure you'll be able to check it out online at some stage.
Okay. Well, hopefully it's not an April Fool's on anyone.
That
exactly, yeah. Oh, I didn't think of that one. Yeah, it's quite possible.
All right, anything else, Anne? I believe you have a tip of the month. And yes, you've been very successful with your tips so far. So
that's right. There's no arguing with that. This month's tip of the month really is called, it's a band called Adebsi Shank. I also mentioned them earlier as one of the nominees for the Choice Awards.
Okay.
They're from Wexford originally, and it's just their music is kind of a brand of experimental rock. I would compare them to the New York band Battles. This album is called it's actually, funnily enough, called This Is the Second Album of a Band Called Adebsi Shank. And they've already supported Faith No More, who were touring in Ireland a couple of years ago. Faith No More played the Olympia in 2009, and Adebsi Shank were the opening band on the night. So a huge, huge opportunity for them to get their name out. And I think it's just an indication of how good they really are.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to keep an eye out for them. Hopefully we're pronouncing their name right, because we're not 100% sure if that's how to pronounce their name. But surely that will become more clear. I've got an interview coming up now with Mick Pyro from Republic of Loos. And they were nominated for the Choice Music Prize in 2006. So it's a great award, and it definitely highlights new artists. So thanks very much for that.
And okay, Ronan.
We look forward to catching up with you again soon and hearing more.
Looking forward to it too.
Irish news. You're listening to Ish Podcast. My name is Ronan Connolly, and coming up, my interview with Republic of Loos's lead singer, Mick Pyro. And I began by asking Mick to tell me a little bit more about his band.
Well, we're a band of individuals from Dublin and Brazil, and we've had a lot of members in the band over the years. We've been around for around 8 years, I think, and we've released four albums, and we just released our most recent there at the start of October, and a lot of it, the stuff we're influenced by is kind of R&B, I suppose, or hip-hop or soul, but we're also just influenced by rock.
Well, let's jump in with the first song we'll play here, Mick. We're going to play the song Comeback Girl. Can you introduce this for our listeners?
Yeah, this is a single I think we released around 5 or 6 years ago. Comeback Girl, we got a lot of play here in Ireland on the radio, so kind of written in the time when we're all a bit down the dumps, and it was kind of almost an effort to lift our spirits. You know, we wrote this, we ended up writing this kind of really optimistic album, and this was the kind of main anthem for the album. But you know, it seemed to be kind of, there's a lot of optimism in the air at the time it was released, and it seemed to kind of catch a lot of people's attention. It seemed to, you know, capture a lot of that optimism that was in Ireland at the time. And when I hear it myself now, when we play it live, I still kind of, I'm reminded of that more optimistic time. My comeback girl. Woo. This is my comeback girl. This is my comeback girl. This is my comeback. This is my comeback girl. This is my comeback girl. This is my comeback girl. This is my comeback. This is my comeback girl. Staying on my weekends, watching what I'm eating. Dancing with my demons, that's how I'm dealing now. Drunk in the hallway, pissing in the doorway. Finished with the foreplay, that's how I'm feeling now. This is my comeback girl. This is my comeback girl. This is my comeback. This is my comeback girl. Oh. This is my comeback girl. This is my comeback girl. This is my comeback. This is my comeback girl. This is my comeback girl. This is my comeback girl. This is my comeback. This is my comeback girl. Blanking on my emails, thanking all my females, smacking up the retail. That's how I'm dealing now.
sticking in the sofa, drinking orange soda, thinking like a soldier. That's how I'm feeling now. This is my comeback girl. This is my comeback girl. This is my comeback. This is my comeback girl. Oh.
One journalist stated, your music is a cocktail of sleazy blues, dirty funk and righteous fervour that has more in common with the Deep South than the suburbs of Dublin. That's taken from Q magazine. What's your take on that sort of description of Republic of Loose?
Well, yeah, it's cool. I mean, people always say sleazy, which I don't understand. But I suppose in a sense, you know, as we've progressed as a band, I've realised that there is kind of an Irish element to what we do as well, you know, which is like, you know, it doesn't really sound like a lot of American bands you hear, even though the influences are American, but there's a kind of goofiness and also play from this that's kind of particularly Irish, I think, and kind of a, I suppose, a sense of humour that's kind of Irish and a sense of that kind of poppiness, I suppose, is kind of Irish as well. But I suppose to a lot of listeners when they first hear it, it does sound pretty American. But that's a pretty accurate description. I mean, it was our first album particularly was very bluesy, but the blues has always been a big influence, and gospel has always been a big influence as well.
Mick, talking about how the band started recording, it all kicked off with your first album in 2004. Can you tell me a little bit about that, how the first album came about?
Yeah, well, it started with that first album. We were originally in a different... The band was originally named Johnny Pyro. It was kind of a different, slightly different lineup, and we won this battle of the bands. I can't remember where it was, in the music center somewhere, some battle of the bands. We won recording time for 10 days in Sun Studios in Dublin, and we recorded 5 songs. We went on to record an album, then kind of under a lot of pressure, time pressure, we had to kind of get it to get it to release it, and then we had to change the name, then we released the album. And when I listen back to it, it's full of atmosphere and it's full of cool ideas, and it's probably the most atmospheric album we have. And when I listen back to it, you can still hear the excitement in it. Oh!
Well, Mick, the next track we've got lined up is The Steady Song. What's the background to this track?
Bez had this riff, the boing dam, boing dam. He had the bass line, the groove, and then I came up with the melody. La 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 la. And then it was just so playful and happy that I thought it was almost too twee, you know. But, well, not twee, but, you know, it was almost too happy for someone like me to be singing, you know, because my personality stuff. So. And I'm always trying to overdo things, so especially at the time, because I was in a pretty crazy way of living at the time. So I was kind of trying to break taboos. I thought that was what I was supposed to be doing as a musician. I should be breaking taboos as much as possible. You know, it's a flippant kind of song, but it says some evil stuff, sorry.
Very good. Well, this is The Steady Song from Republic of Loose.
And then I'm told you swear and go.
said.
How do you go about writing a song, Mick? What's the way you work your lyrics and then also the music?
Well, it depends. Every song is different, you know. I mean, I usually come up with a bass line and melody at first, and then fill in the harmony around it with the chords and the arrangement of the keys and the groove. And we all do that. We flesh that out in rehearsal usually. We go in and we kind of just start jamming it out. And people come up with their own parts. And then we go in and record, and then I usually kind of hone the melody and then finish it off in the studio. Sometimes I just end up writing a melody in the studio, or I have done that before, which is a bad thing to do, but so it could be haphazard sometimes. Some of the albums came together in a very haphazard manner because there's a lot of craziness going on, but and sometimes it's very ordered and structured, so every song is different, to be honest.
What style suits you? Are you kind of a haphazard sort of person?
Well, I've known to me in the past, I mean, there's a lot of parts. The first three albums, there was a huge amount of partying going on, particularly by myself. So, on the second two albums especially, it was pretty crazy. But there was a period of calmness in between, you know, where we got a lot of writing done as well. So, usually that's your most productive period when you're writing-wise, is when you're corpus mentis. But, yeah, I mean, we kind of wanted to make party albums. The second album, we wanted to make it a party album, so we decided to actually have a party in the album, or in the studio, for the whole making of the album. You know, sometimes the best songs come together in the most haphazard manner, you know, I often find that. But usually the best songs, or the most popular ones, come together very quickly, and, you know, most people say that, like, the steady song came together very quickly, and sometimes, you know, the ones that come together and kind of with the least work are the ones that are the most successful. You know?
Now, you guys recorded a single with Sinead O'Connor in 2008,
yep.
We People Who Are Darker Than Blue, a Curtis Mayfield song. So that's what we're going to listen to next. This is Republic of Loose with Sinead O'Connor.
We people who are darker than blue, don't let us hang around this town and let what others say come true. We're just good for nothing, they all figure. A boyish grown up shiftless jizzer. Now we can't hardly stand for that, or is that really where it's at? We people who are darker than blue, we've got no time for segregating. I'm talking about brown and yellow too. Are you a white girl? Can't you tell? I'm just the surface of our dark, deep well. If your mind could really see, you'd know your color. Same as me. Now I know we have great respect for the sister and the mother. It's even better yet. But there's the joker in the street, loving one brother and killing the other. When the time comes and we are really free, there'll be no brothers left to see. With people even darker than blue, don't let us hang around this town and let what others say. Jizz. Oh, we can't hardly stand for that, or is that really where it's at? Pardon me, brother, as you stand in your glory, I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story.
I'm Irish, so that means I'm darker from green. I'm darker than the darkness, darkness in the dark, Wittgenstein. Now I ain't ate potatoes since the end of the 80s. When Mayro's resident, made foe replenished us. If Adolf was president and Satan was Jesus, who'd save us? Who would raise up to erase their heinousness? Might it be the people that are darker than blue?
I'm talking about brown and yellow too. Are you a white girl? Can't you tell? I'm just the surface of our dark, deep well. If your mind could really see, you'd know your color, same as me.
Well, Mick, let's talk about the fourth album, and that's the new album. It came out in October of last year. Mm. It's called Bounce at the Devil. So what's going on in this album?
I suppose it's a pretty experimental album compared to what we've done before. Maybe it might be more similar to the first one. But it was a bit of rhythm reading mostly, but it was kind of want to make it a dance album. We tried to push the boat out with it, and we put an awful lot of work into it, and I think it's definitely... It's our best album. It's, I don't know if it's our most successful, but I'm glad we got to do this album as well, because I was completely sober for it, and I think I did my singing on this is better than it has been on the other albums, which won't be heard, but for me personally, it's a very important album for us to have made, and I'm delighted with it, to be honest.
Well, we're going to play what is probably my favourite song from the new album, Bounce at the Devil. This is The Lamp from Republic of Loose.
I'm a gumdog, I'm out the soul. Lordy-dody, I'm a spinner, cause I work your engine slowly over time. I'm a plant, cause I walk it for those who are beneath me. I'm a lamp, I burn through the cool, cool evening. I'm from Eternia, I am the son of a feminist. I am the son of a man who would take no shit from a myself about the whiners, like, why am I supposed to feel so sorry, sorry? Why am I supposed to
to feel so sorry, sorry. So sorry, sorry. So sorry, sorry. What am I supposed to feel so sorry, sorry?
Mick, with this song, What Kind of Man Would I Be? So I let you introduce it, and it was lovely to talk to you. So thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Well, this is the last song on our album, the new album. It's called What Kind of Man Would I Be? It's kind of a soul ballad. It's about introspection and self analysis. It's kind of influenced by Al Green and that kind of stuff. Hope you like it.
Thanks for listening, everyone, and thank you to everyone who helped on this month's podcast. Irish Podcast is available for download every month on iTunes and at irishpodcast.com. You can contact us via Facebook or through our blog, newirishmusic.wordpress.com. See you soon.
What kind of man would I be if I told myself?